Anyway, I'd just like to, first of all, tonight is, I'd like to, there should be also Leili Nishmas, an individual by the name of, his name was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshaya HaKoyen. It's his yahrzeit tonight. Was an individual who literally his life and the end of his life described as the most graphic example of what Chazal say, Yesh Koyin Eloma B'Shoachas. Shaykh for a person to buy, I guess, to acquire his entire world, everything he's going to have for forever in a mere moment. What happened? It's relevant to our topics, and it should be a schus for him. We were living in Los Angeles, where a lot of interesting things happened. It was the summer, and a number of the graduates who had already gone on to yeshivas had returned for the summer, and they were talking about staying for the coming year to learn. We had at the time a high school, a small token bismedrish just to hold those that couldn't leave in town. We really wanted to send them away to Eretz Yisrael, to New York, whatever. There was about five or six good chevra, originally graduates of a high school from a couple of years before, and they were ready to stay. But they wanted to make a t'nai. The t'nai was that besides what I would do anyway is give a shir every day, and I spend the first seder, the whole first seder in the Beis Medrash, have someone to talk to and learning, and, you know, because it was a small olam. I said I would love to do that, but I really can't see it happening. I have so many choivis from previous years, and I have to raise a couple $100,000 for this year. And I don't know, but give me 24 hours. I go home, I ask my wife, what do you think? She says, a mission in Pirkei Avos. Amar Rav Milchuna ben Akonas in the third parak. I'm a kabbalah of oil Torah. Ma'aviru men oil malchus ve'ol derech eretz. If you accept the oil Torah, then the oil malchus, which to me was the payroll taxes, which was a killer, you know, and the oil derech eretz, and making money, is removed miraculously. I decided I'm going to do it. I came back the next morning, I said, Rosh Chodesh Elul, you have a deal. I'll be in the Beis Medrash, the whole Seder, the morning Seder. That night, I met a guy who was a former student of ours, Ronnie Mayer, maybe someone knows him from L.A., and he said, my father has something he wants to talk to you about, maybe it could help, whatever. I call his father up, I speak to his father, he said, I want to introduce you to someone in one of my buildings. He's all by himself, he's an old man, he's very sick, he has no one to help him. Maybe he needs people to help clean up the apartment and to help him out, and who knows, maybe he has a couple of bucks, you know. That was the story. Okay, I went and met him, very nice man. We talked, I sent the guys in to clean up his apartment, to help him out with food, with this. Very shortly after that, he was taken to the hospital, and literally a Friday morning, the last day that he was still there, like he knew what he was doing, he decided he wanted to write a will. Didn't have any will, didn't have any family, nothing. Wrote a will, and he left the yeshiva as the beneficiary. He asked me, how much money do you need for the yeshiva? So I said, I was embarrassed to tell him. He said, maybe 100, you know. He said, you might have that. Passed away Yud Zayin El, that's tonight. And when everything was put together and we figured out in 36 different banks the money that he had, because he was a very eccentric guy, but he, you know, had said $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, he had $40,000, he had $50,000, he had $20,000, he had $10,000, all over the place, 36 different banks. He left the yeshiva $1 million. And that was mamish ha-makabel olav ol toiro, ma'avir min ol-malchus ol-derecheres. When Chazal says something, and you trust the Chazal, and you act according to that, which means the trust is not lip service. I really trust. And that's not what happened. That day that I came in and announced, Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'll do it, which means I was makabel on myself that day. That night, I met this guy, and it was the matter of Yud Zayin Elul. It was a few weeks, the whole deal, until he passed away. And anyway, so Taka should be Ilui Nishmosoi. And it's really the koyach of our reliance and our trust and our bitochen and the weight that we give to the directives of Chazal, that's really the greatest koyach that we have. Okay, that having been said, just to talk for a few moments about the interfacing of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, with the Inyonei Bitochen. It's really very significant. The hint to it, the Mishnah Berurah actually gives us, because he says that the Achronim say, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Megalchin, Mestaprim, you take care of yourself and this, and wash and bathe and go to the Merchatz and everything for the covenant of the Yontif. And the Mishnah Berurah brings, he says, to show that we have bitochon, that the din will be in our favor. In other words, instead of sitting around all Erev Rosh Hashanah like this and sittering and really the night of the meal night, the initial din is supposed to be till Chatzos the next day, so until then we should be sitting like this at the table and maybe we shouldn't be eating at all and should be, you know, a yontif, preparation and this and that. Well, Lahara is a satsmeinu betuchim badin. Very powerful. It seems there is a koyach. It's not just a show. Oh, let's show ourselves. Why are you showing off? Who are you showing off to? No, it's a reality. When we show, when we act this way, we're really expressing a sense of, yeah, I'm relying on Hashem. I'm counting on Him. I'm concerned, but I'm not that nervous. I'm a little nervous, but I'm also very confident. And that confidence serves as a schus to enable us to achieve far beyond what we could have achieved bedin. Now, the truth is that I never met a person who wants to get only what's coming to him. I mean, there is such a thing, you know, you don't want to take from somebody else. When you're dealing with Hashem, you don't want him to judge. We don't want him to judge us for what we're worth, for what we deserve. I'd like to get a little more. But frankly, I'd like a lot more, you know, because I'm afraid I don't deserve as much as I would like. So, please don't judge me. Shuras Hadin, do me a favor, you know. Now, there's a bit of a problem with that, too, because the reason for Mishpat in the world is because we only appreciate that which we get bedin. That's why Hashem created the Bereishis Bore Elokim. He created the world with Mishpat, even though He tempered it and added to it other ingredients. But basically, if I don't earn something, if I don't deserve something, there's Namad Kisufa. I feel embarrassed. I don't appreciate it. It's cheap. It's not mine. It's not real. It shouldn't be. But on the other hand, I would love to be able to get more than I deserve in a way that shouldn't be embarrassing, in a way that shouldn't be painful, in a way that shouldn't be undermining my sense of, you know, I can really appreciate this. There is such a way. And that way works throughout the year. And that way works on the Yom HaDin itself. And that methodology is the sense of trust that I put in Hashem. A whole year long, the emes is, that's what Bitochen is. Because if the gzera was that I should have X, Y, Z, then I don't have to have Bitochen. I don't have to focus on it. I don't have to do anything. What I'm supposed to get, I get. Right? Whatever is written, whatever is decreed, that's what I'm going to get. So where's the Bitochen coming a whole year long? The Teretz says, I want to override the situation that was Nigzar, and I want to get beyond that. I have a problem. Maybe it was Nigzar that I should deal with this problem, but I'd like to get beyond this problem. Maybe it was Nigzar I should be hurting a little bit in this area. I want to get beyond it. So Bitochen is doing that a whole year long too. Well, it does it in the Yom HaDin as well. And the emes is, it's a posuk. I think I've mentioned it here the beginning when we got together, but it's a posik, the Chofetz Chaim learns pshat in the posik that way, and I believe there are doctors also, and that's the posik in Lamed Gimel in Tilim, where it says, Hayoytzer yachad libom hameven el kol maaseihem, the Creator takes together all hearts at once, He judges the whole world, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, Biskirachas, take one look at the whole world, at each person, and judge hameven el kol maaseihem. And it continues, and then Hashem El Yireyov, the eye of Hashem looks favorably on those who fear Him. Lam Yachalim L'chastoy. And besides that, Lam Yachalim L'chastoy. So the Chofetz Chaim puts a comma there. It says it doesn't say Yireyov HaMeyachalim. Yireyov HaMeyachalim would mean those who fear Him, who happen also to be the ones who await His chesed. He says, no, there's Ein Hashem El Yireyov, and then there's Ein Hashem LaMeyachalim L'chastoy. So there's two separate groups. And both of those groups, the next pasuk says, LaHatzilu Nafshim, L'chayos amarov, he saves them from death and he sustains them in hunger, and on we go about bitochon. So there is such a thing that even as we face the din on the Yoitzer Yachad Limni, judges the whole world on Rosh Hashanah, but those that can muster the bitochon, I'm counting on you, I'm relying on you. I'm not so sure that I deserve the kinds of things that I want, but I know you're judging, but take this also into consideration. And since it requires a certain level of uplifting myself to connect with Hashem, it's something that I don't have to be embarrassed about. I didn't earn it in my daily activities, but I sort of took, I'm afraid to say it, a short path, like a shortcut, like to get closer to Hashem. And when we think about it, the truth of the matter is, everything is all about closeness to Hashem. That's really what we're supposed to be doing. Tshuva means returning to Hashem. The averus that we do create mechitzas. There's obstacles. There's barriers. And tshuva says, I'm breaking down the barriers. I'm coming back. And that's really what we do with bitochon. We're saying, I haven't really successfully dealt with all my shortcomings, but I'm connecting with you on a different level. That's an avoida, that's an arbit, that takes koyach, that takes effort. Bitochon is, reaching bitochon, true bitochon, might be harder than a lot of the avoidas Hashem, than the other mitzvahs that we do. It's not so simple. It's easy to say, yeah, I have bitochon. Push comes to shove. You know the famous, I'm sure I must have mentioned it, be remiss if I didn't, the story with Rabbi Sol Salanter with the lottery ticket. You know, told the guy, have bitochon, you'll get you $10,000. And the guy, yeah, have bitochon, nothing happened. He said, yeah, you still have bitochon? Yeah. Will you sell it to me for half price? He says, yeah. You see who you're fooling. If you had bitochon, you wouldn't sell it for less. So it's not a joke. It's not a word. It's not a button that you push. It's a work. It's an effort. It's a process of development that's endless. And I reach levels, and then I fall back, and then I push again, and then I go higher, then I go lower, then today it's one way, tomorrow another day, something, I get a curveball over here that shakes me up, and then I get a little chizuk over here, and that brings me back, and then I sit down, and I learn Musar, and I work on myself, and I learn the Chavis Alavovis, Shara Bitochen. It's an arbit, it's a life's work, but it's real, and it can have that effect on the Yom HaDin, because ultimately, and I think this is really the key, and unfortunately, this is the key in the world of chinuch as well. And I say unfortunately because this key has been lost. We lost the keys to the hearts of our children. And what do I mean by that? The key is the benevolent God, the one who's looking to do chesed, not the one who's looking to take vengeance. Unfortunately, the only posuk that the younger generation seems to get clear is Kel Nekomeis Hashem. God is a God of vengeance. It's the only posuk we say like that. The only posuk that has that innuendo. And if you finish that posuk, Kel Nekomeis Hashem, Kel Nekomeis Sefer, Hinosei Sheifei Torez Hoshev Gmul Al Geim. Those balei gaiva that think, you know, v'rom levovcha v'shochachto, so Hashem will say, kel l'komas Hashem, I'll take care of you, I'll show you. And even that is only to remind them, and even that is only for their good. But we're talking about a God of chesed, of mercy, of this. He's judging the world. Why? The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the judgment on Rosh Hashanah is the greatest chesed. Because in reality, he should have judged us when life is over. At the end, you get judged before you go on to the next stage in life. By that time, we'd have such a collection, and I'm not talking of mitzvahs, such a collection of junk that we wouldn't be able, even the got junk wouldn't be able to help us, and we wouldn't know what to do. So Hashem, every year I'll give you a clean slate. You do a little tshuva. So the whole tshuva process is one of chesed. It's the greatest chesed. Where did you ever hear such a thing in the world that you could be oikir l'mafreya, a mistake that was made, as if it never happened? Not only as if it never happened, but they say, Hashem forgives each category. Oven means mezid, pesha is merid, and chato is shegig. Venake, The Pshat says he cleans. So the Bali Musa say the Pshat of the Naki is that Hashem doesn't only forgive the chet and it leaves a stain. It's like a dry cleaning. You know, when you clean it a little bit with a little bit of water, sometimes there's a stain. The dry cleaners have these chemicals that you never know that there was a stain there. Vinake. That's what Hashem does. And that's what he's looking. Hashem is mate klapi chesed. He's looking to do chesed. It's all about chesed. Olam chesed yibone. And that hasn't changed. So we have to look at the din that he's looking. He's looking for excuses, looking excuses. And when in the din there aren't enough excuses, he says, hey guys, you know, let's make a side deal. You know, you make in the chambers, in the judge's chambers, we make a side deal. Say, just trust me. Put your trust in me. You know, put your trust in me. You may not deserve this, but just trust me that I'm going to give you good. And since he's the ultimate judge, there's nothing immoral about that side deal that's done in the chambers. He decides what's right and what's wrong, and it's in consonance with the purpose with which he created the world. So this is really the way we have to look at it. If you want an extreme example, really an extreme example, there's a Sefer HaChinuch. But remember the Lashon exactly. He says that on Rosh Hashanah we remember Akedas Yitzchok. And we should, through that, be inspired as if we ourselves are ready to perform, or as if we ourselves did such a thing, like our readiness to perform it. And that, he says, will enable us to be Zoche Badin. What? I'm standing in Din. So much stuff, so much baggage. Yeah, I brought a couple of good things there too. You know, usually the Hasidim have this story. It's like, I'll be something else. But when the guy comes to Din, so first the Kategor brings in garbage bags full of his Averis. And then the Sanegor is now trying to defend him. He brings in a little lunch bag, you know, with a couple of mitzvahs. You know, not so poshut. It's not so poshut. But we stand in Din before Hashem. And I think of Akedas Yitzchok. And I think, wow, I would like to do such a thing too. And Hashem says, Amachshiv that, as if you performed Akedas Yitzchok and you have a schus to be Zoyich Abadin. This is who we're dealing with. This is the attitude. This is what he's trying to do. This is what he's looking to accomplish. And so we got to get rid of, yes, there should be a concern. Yes, there is a concern. Yes, it's very serious. And yes, we have to remove everything. But we also have to realize that this is what he's looking for. He wants to help us. The tshuva process itself is the greatest reaching out to help us. And besides that, he says, you know, if you haven't completed the process, because it's hard, it really is hard for us to complete the process, you know, we want and we try and we think and we attempt and we'd like to, but it's hard. But he says, put your trust in me. And when you put your trust in me, I sort of have another side path. I can take you through the back door, through the side door, and to be zeicher, but din. And if you find that strange, look at what he's willing to do to consider my craving to have done an Akedas Yitzchok as if I did it, and that should be a schus in din. So this is very important, I think, to see with whom we are dealing in this Yom HaDin. However, on the other hand, we shouldn't forget that if we're practical, if we're business-minded, we like to cover all our bases. If we would be able to muster that ultimate bitochen and say that, oh, 100% sure, Hashem is giving me everything I want, I'm going to get everything, the judge must be all in my favor, every single thing that I asked for, I am quite confident 100% that he's going to grant me, we'd get it, no question. Practically speaking, are we ready for that? Can we accomplish that? Is that within our reach? So as good businessmen who are trying to make sure that we have our diversified and solid investments, we have to do our best on both fronts. We have to do our best on the tshuva front, our best on the correction front, besides the fact that that's what we're mechuyev to do. But even just for the purpose of achieving what we want, forget the chiyuv and the mitzvah and everything else, We have to focus on, I want to get the best I can, so that's going for me as best as I can. And sometimes I can't do the whole thing, and I do a little bit, and I intend to do more, and I'm doing the best I can, and even though it's just the beginning, it's considered that I'm in the process of doing tshuva, because that's Hashem's chesed. And at the same time, to strengthen and develop that sense of bitochen. I want to tell you a little story that happened. It was Rosh Hashanah, 1984. Few years ago, we were still living. It was the last year in the San Fernando Valley. It was a rough matzav with the yeshiva. I had just gone that summer to Eretz Yisrael with my family. It wasn't that rough, I guess. And I remember going to the Stipler then. It's Chaim Kanevsky's father. In the middle of the night, he would have erratic hours when he'd see people, and he was hard of hearing, so he had to write. You know, what the story was. And I remember telling him the matzah in the yeshiva was so difficult, so the money was so tight in this. And it's interesting, but I remember clearly what he said. He said, he took down the information, and he said, in the morning he'll say a kapitel tilim, because the emes is, the night is not really the time for tilim. The time for rachamim is by day, or the early, you know, after chatzos, or whatever. But he says, in the morning I'll say a kapitel tilim. Fine. Anyway, it's Rosh Hashanah. I come home from davening in the yeshiva and getting ready to make Kiddush. I had an old crystal, I think it was crystal, decanter, wine bottle from my grandmother's house. I still remember it as a kid, with a long neck. And I took off the thing and I pour the wine and going to put back the cap on top. For some reason, my hand missed and touched the neck, and the neck slid off. To this day, I can't believe it. But my kids, so my wife, so we all saw this. I touched it. I guess there must have been a certain angle or something, and the whole thing slid off. And immediately, my wife calls out the posuk in it's a posuk in Tilam, I think. Hapach nishbar v'anachnu nimlatnu. The trap is broken, and we have escaped. And we started to learn that year, it happened to be that year, is when I was offered a tremendous contract at one of the local meisters over here. And not before, not after, have I ever had such parnosa. But anyway, that's besides the point. But apach nishbar, v'anach nimlatlo. So anyway, we started to learn the Indian of Simoni Milsa. So what's Simoni Milsa? I take a fear. Shania Leroish Velozonov. Shanifra Veniroga Tagogim, Kadogim. What are we doing? What's this all about? Because it was connected to this also. This happened on Rosh Hashanah. Well, what's going on? We didn't know yet that year would bring. Literally, I got paid a signing bonus. I'm not going to tell you how much. When I signed the contract, they gave that money to the yeshiva there. But that's besides the point. But it was like a difference of parnosa like I never had before. And that was hapach nishbar, so we started on, so we realized that it seems the inyan of Simoni Milsa is that it gives me another little kvetch in bitochen. Shetechadish oleinu shono toivu umesuka. It should be a good year and a sweet year, and I taste the sweetness. I don't know what the apple has to do, but picture the sweetness. I can feel the sweetness. It makes it sort of graphic, so minusculely graphic. It's like, it's a big deal. I feel with a honey in my mouth. Yeah, oh yeah. It enhances my focus, my positive focus on the year ever so slightly. I look at the fish, I say, the head, the fish head, or whatever it is, and El Roish Loi Nazonov, Shenifre Venirba Kidogim, whatever they say, they get all kinds of people, they add all kinds of things. So, each one of them gives every little kvetch in bitochen, every little extraneous push that I can find, every additional focus or semi-focus or mini-focus or minuscule focus that I can come up. It makes a difference. In this particular situation, that apach nishbar v'anachnum latnum, maybe that with the stipulous kapitel tilim, I don't know why, but in the meantime, it made all the difference that year. But anyway, so that's the way we have the Rosh Hashanah experience, the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur, the whole experience has to be permeated with a deep sense of trust in Hashem, with a deep sense of recognition of Hashem's chesed, with a deep sense of reliance on Hashem's chesed. And that can be a schus, which even though in the mishpat of the day, I might not come out where I want to be, or I might not come out ahead of the game, but this is a justified and justifiable way that Hashem looks at me and says, oh, you're so connected to me. You're such a Bal Bitochon. You've accomplished so much. And in reality, if you want to think about it, what is tshuva? Returning to Hashem. Coming back. V'shavto ad Hashem alekecha. Bitochon is an expression of that return to Hashem. It's all about you. I'm relying on you. I'm counting on you. I'm hoping in you. I know it's all about you. I know there's nothing to do. I surrender to you. That's what it is. And Mimela, it's sort of compensates, substitutes, but assists in the process. And I think that it does one other thing too. And that is, you know, everybody disagrees with me about this, but that never stopped me. I maintain that there's far more Yirah Shamayim in the world today than people realize. Listen, I can vouch for the younger generation. The older generation, I don't know. Not that I gave up on them, but I don't know. The younger generation, they take it so seriously that they have to ignore it, that they have to bury it, that they have to hide from it, that they have to run away from it because it's so serious. It's very serious stuff. Life is very serious. Consequences are real. Hashem runs the world, and they know this. And those that run away, they run away because they just can't handle it. The truth is, the Ramban said this 700 years ago on the Pasuk, Ki imcha haslicho l'man tivore. We say that a lot in the Yom Noroim. With you, Hashem, is forgiveness in order that you'll be feared. Forgiveness doesn't make more fear. Forgiveness makes less fear. If I know that you're more forgiving, so I'm less afraid. If I think you're less forgiving, then I should be more afraid. He says, no. He says, because if we didn't know Hashem was forgiving, we'd be afraid to be afraid. We'd be paralyzed from fear. We would bury ourselves from fear because I can't handle it. It's too much. It's too... But when kimcha haslicha, I know that you're forgiving. Now I can have fear. I would like to suggest to the world that there is a deep-rooted fear that people have. But they're so afraid of that fear that they run the other way, that they hide it, that they bury it. If we would educate ourselves and the world, ki imcha haslicha, Hashem's looking for forgiveness. Hashem's willing to accept bitochon. Hashem's looking to be mate klape chesed, deal everything, give us more and more and more and more and help us. He's willing to take the craving to do akedas yitzchok personally, when we get inspired at the hearing, the reading of the akedah Rosh Hashanah, to consider it as if we performed akedas yitzchok, and we should be zeichem adin because of that. As if I did what Avraham Avinu did. If that's who I'm dealing with, now I can allow myself to be afraid too. I don't have to be so afraid to be afraid, because imcha haslicha, look who I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of the one who's helping, doing, wanting. That's all he wants, is to help me. And there's one more thing. And that is I may have mentioned this, because as I mentioned many times, I talk a lot, so I can't remember what I mentioned where. But the Oros Tzadikim, after a long list of a long list of details of how to correct Bein Olam Chaver. Bein Olam Chaver has a big problem, because the Mishnah says, "Ein Yom HaKippurim Machaper Ad She'eratz Es Chaveiro." You have to first ask Machila. Who can know everyone he has to ask Machila from? Lashon Hara flies, it goes. I said one thing, but I don't realize this one and this one. Hezek, I damaged something that led to, who knows this? Sometimes the people are not around, sometimes I can't remember who they are, sometimes they're no longer alive, sometimes who knows? Okay, so you misakin tzorchei rabim, you hope that they'll be nene. Very difficult. After everything is said and done, the Orchas Tzadikim says, if a person wants to come close to Hashem, Hashem will help him. And he brings the pasuk uvikashta mishomes Hashem lekecha umatzoso ki sidrashenu b'cholavov chol nafshecha. You will find Hashem when you search for Him b'cholavov chol nafshecha. So it seems that even in mitzvahs bein olam chaveroi, where what I have to do what I can. And even as you go to the kever and you bring 10 people, you ask mechila, that's when you can, when you know, when you can identify, or when you can do the best you can. But beyond that, to the degree that I am miskarev to Hashem, Hashem says, I accept it. It sounds like even bimkoim the tshuva, because the real tshuva I couldn't do because you have to be merases chaveroi. In Tshuva Bein Olam La Chaveroi, until I asked Mechila, and that I didn't really do Tshuva. I can't. I tried my best. Just be miskarev. The more you miskarev to Hashem, the more that He considers it. Everything is taken care of. Because ultimately the goal is Kurva Hashem. The Mesilas Yesharim says that we were created because Hashem wanted to give us pleasure. And the ultimate pleasure is the closeness with which we get to Hashem. And Hashem says, you're getting closer to me, you're trusting in me, you're coming close to me, you're trying to get close to me, you got this problem, that problem, you got other things, we'll take care of that for you because you are doing the ultimate. And that's really what the Shavtu Ad Hashem Elokecha. Now, I'd like to, I do have to apologize and leave a little bit early because I have to go back to the Simcha. But just like one more thing that the moshel of Pischoli Pesach Kechudei Shel Machat that we've mentioned before, Hashem says, open up a little bit for me, just like an eye of a needle, and I'll open up the floodgates. That from Chazal, from it's in Shir Hashirim, on Pischoli Achoisi Rayosi, where Hashem comes begging. Hashem isn't standing by the sidelines and saying, if you open a little bit, if you start the process, if you try a little bit, He's begging. Hischili, Achoisi, Rayosi, Yoinosi, Samosi, Sheroishi Nimla says, I come at the dew of the night, I'm wet, I'm miserable, let me back into your lives. That's the image, that's the picture. This begging God, this craving God, Shuvu Elai, the Novi says, Voshuv Aleichem, please come back, I'll come back to you, I want you. I am to my beloved, Klal Yisrael is speaking, and upon me is his tshuka, he has a desire, he has a craving for Klal Yisrael. I beg you, please, I beg you, come back. It's a statement of love. It's about love. And the fear, we mentioned this once, I'm sure the Orchot Tzadikim says, he has a kasha, he says, Abbas Hashem is a great mitzvah. And that's supposed to be the motivation. So what's Yiras Hashem? He says, Yiras HaOinish would be a stira to Abbas Hashem. You don't love the one that you're afraid is always going to be punishing you. This is the Yira that we're talking about. It says it's Yira to lose the Ahava. We don't want to lose that love. It's about that relationship, and we want to maintain that relationship. When we have bitochen, we're advancing and enhancing that relationship. And that is a koyach to the Yom HaDin. And when we take the attitude, I do the best I can on to be a Yerushalayim, Hine Ein Hashem El Yireov, I want to cover all my bases, I want to do tshuva, I want to correct whatever I can. And I also know that I can't do it all at once, I have to start. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, who was the master of Musar and tshuva, says start with something small and continue, and one thing will lead to another, you do the best you can, everybody should learn Musar every day, that's all. But besides that, is something else. I put my trust in Hashem. Hashem looks at me and says, hey, you know, you're connected to me, you're close to me, you're striving to be dovuk b'Hashem. That in itself can be a tremendous chus in the Yom HaDin.